It's now official. The state government will form a new committee to investigate the causes and impacts of the ongoing youth crime crisis. It'll be chaired by independent Noosa MP Sandy Bolton in an effort to make it more bipartisan.
The complexities of this issue and youth crime, we need everyone to really sit at the table, take the politics out of it and get to those solutions.
The committee is expected to report back to Parliament in the next 12 months. New Queensland health data has shown the state's hospitals were at Tier 3 for a total of about 7,000 hours over a 90-day period this year, which means hospital capacity is limited or exhausted. The Sunshine Coast University Hospital only reached that level once in that time, where beds were at capacity and patient needs went unmet. That resulted in 15 hours where the local hospital reached its capacity limit. While other major centres like the Caboolture Hospital was placed on a Tier 3 13 times during the same three-month period. An early and severe flu season is being partially blamed for the capacity issue affecting the majority of our hospitals. A world-first study is coming to the Sunshine Coast. It's called the Breast Density Trial, which aims to educate women with breast density on how they'll look on mammograms and assess the different ways the message is delivered. The study recruitment period will run for 6 months. Results from the study will help to inform future policy for breast screening programs in Australia and the world. And following up from an earlier story this morning, a man's now been transported to Skew in a stable condition following a pedestrian and vehicle collision on Kingsford Smith Parade in Maroochydore. The accident happened just after 6 a.m. The male patient, aged in his 40s, suffered a leg injury.